404-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Hi, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program, whether you're listening on the radio or, as Scott just said, worldwide, because we stream this program and we have lots of listeners, especially this time of year, Butlerites who have headed down south for the winter. Lucky you, on a day like this anyway. But we often hear from folks down in Florida saying, sitting on the back porch in the sunshine, listening to you back up in Butler. Well, if that's the case for you today, let me tell you that it's a real mess up here in Butler with the snow, heavy wet snow, and some freezing drizzle, and it doesn't promise to get a whole lot better as we move through the day today, as you just heard Tracy say. So we'll make our own sunshine here on the It's Your Turn program today. I want to talk about the upcoming Carved in Ice event that takes place this Saturday in downtown Butler. And here to give us all of the details is Dina Martinez, who is a member of the Butler AM Rotary Club. Dina, nice to have you with us. Good to see you today.
Good to be here.
So what about when you were coming over to the station here? Roads are still pretty sloppy, aren't they?
Roads are sloppy, yeah, and everywhere that's been cleaned is freezing. So anything melted is still freezing.
Yeah, and I've heard from people that the intersections are bad because they have been plowing, but we got quite a bit of snow all of a sudden, fast and furious this morning, just before and just after daybreak, and there's a lot of snow out there. And as Dina said, a little bit of ice every once in a while.
A little bit of ice.
Now.
Yeah. A lot of ice this weekend.
Yeah. Perfect for the Carved in Ice Festival. This is something that AM Butler Rotary has sponsored now for several years, right?
Yeah, this will be our fourth year.
Fourth year?
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Saturday. It's one day.
Right. Saturday the 23rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Still in Diamond Park?
It is.
Yep. Wonderful place for it.
It is. Yeah, it's a nice area.
So what's it cost to get in?
A lot of the events are free. If you want to just watch ice sculpting and do some of the free events for children, we have free face painting. We have free balloon people. We have some free entertainment with Dynamic Flame. They're performing at noon and at 2. So all of those events are free. Mm-hmm. If you would like to taste the chili at the Chili Cook-Off down in the Art Center, that's $5 to get in to taste the chilies that'll be there. And then also $5 if you want to taste the brew and spirits that we'll have on Main Street.
Well, that would go well with chili, I think.
Yes.
A little brew and spirits. Is this a fundraiser for Rotary Charities?
It is. It's the main fundraiser that we have throughout the year for the Butler AM Rotary Charities. It allows us to do a lot of good things in the community, and primarily we're focusing on the Save the Playground campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We completed the first phase in 2018 in October, and we're looking to finish the second phase here in 2019. We're partnering with Butler County and with the City of Butler.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in detail here momentarily. But so, folks, you can come on down Saturday. Starts at 11, did you say?
11.
11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And goes until late afternoon?
Till 4, right. Mm-hmm. They'll be sculpting ice. They'll do at least one sculpture every hour, probably until about 2, because we like to have them done right around that time so everyone can enjoy them.
Now, some of the ice sculptures are already finished.
That is correct. All of the single and two-block sculptures are completed off-site, and they bring those in completed.
Mm-hmm.
So those are available to view all day.
They're placed around Diamond Park.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want to, to me it's exciting to watch the sculptors at work with chainsaws and everything else, how they can take, I can remember one year, I forget what year it was, might have been the first year, where they had a guy who carved a Jeep out of huge blocks of ice.
Mm-hmm. We've had a couple Jeeps. This year we'll have the Jeep Gladiator, the new pickup deal. Toyota's our main sponsor. And they'll be carving that Jeep out for them this year. So it's a big Jeep. But we've had the Bantam Jeep before. We've had local businesses sponsor that, you know, as a tie-in for Butler.
I think that's the one that I remember because it was so authentic. I mean, and you're watching a guy with a chainsaw and these huge blocks of ice, and he turned it into a Jeep.
They're so artistic and crafty. Yeah, I'm not.
Unbelievable. And by the way, this is a family event. Take the kids. There's a lot for the kids to do, right,
Dean? Yeah, we definitely focus on children for the event. There'll be a lot of things. The Kids Weekend Backpack Program will have a craft down in the Art Center.
What's the weekend backpack program?
It's one of the charities that we sponsor, but they provide lunches for children in the Butler Area School District at the elementary level. They provide them with lunches to take home for the weekend.
Ah, yes, I do recall that now. In some families, because of a variety of circumstances, the kids don't have a healthy lunch over the weekend. They get it at school Monday through Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, not so much.
Yeah, I believe that they provide them with breakfast, lunch, and a snack every weekend. And also they provide additional food for them over their holiday breaks.
Great program. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, it's a great program, and we are happy to be able to help support them. So they'll have a craft for children down at the Art Center where the Chili Cook-Off is. In addition, the Butler County Children's Center is sponsoring a craft and some games and things for children. We'll have what we call the Children's Scavenger Hunt this year. So they'll pick up a card, and we've listed about eight things that they can find at the Carved in Ice event. And if when they complete their card, they turn it in and they get a prize. So not only do they get to have a lot of fun with the different things that are happening there, but they also get a prize at the end for seeing everything.
What a nice team up that you're doing with the Art Center, which is half a block down the street from Diamond Park. Very handy there.
Right. It was a great venue for us because it was so close, and they've been very kind to us the past several years holding the Chili Cook-Off and allowing us to have children's events in there.
That's really great. I remember, I think it was the first year that it was a little bit windy, and it was tough for the Chili Cook-Off to be outside. Nice to have an indoor space.
It was very tough that first year. We had everybody in tents outside with their chili. It was hard to keep the chili warm, and it was hard to keep the tents on the ground.
Yeah. And, of course, when it's indoors, you get those great aromas of chili, all these different chilies cooking. There'll be a variety of restaurants and folks who are cooking up their chili recipe.
There will be. We have this year, we will have the Monroe Hotel, who was last year's winner. We will have King's Family Restaurant, Sir Venny's Ristorante. We have a new addition, Rachel's Roadhouse. They just confirmed with us, so they'll be there as well.
I've never had chili up there.
And it's supposed to be great. Yeah. And also Natilli's will be with us this year.
Oh, I've had Natilli chili for years and years and years.
Yeah, we're very excited about who's going to be there with us.
So just to be clear, what's the deal on that? $5 if you want to participate? Do you get to sample all of the chili?
You get a sample of all five, yes. You come in, you buy for $5, you'll get a wristband, a plate, and then you go to each of the five places. You get to sample their chili. Everyone gets to vote on it. We're going to have two awards this year. We will have a special judges award, which we have local community leaders doing some judging for us. And then we also have a People's Choice Award for the chili. So people, you go in, you get to sample everything, and you also get to vote on your favorite.
What a great thing to have at a Carved in Ice festival. Chili.
Well, it's supposed to warm you up so you can go out and view all the ice.
Absolutely perfect. Okay. What are some of the other things for kids that will take place? There's a whole raft of children's activities.
We did a lot for kids this year. So in addition to the kids' backpack program events and then also the Butler Children's Center events, we will have free face painting in the lobby of the Next Tier Bank building.
Right next to Diamond Park.
It is. And then we will also have the New York Life people will be doing a child ID program in the lobby as well. So there'll be two events there in the Next Tier Bank lobby. We also have several characters that'll be on site for children to see and get their pictures taken with. We will have a minion from Great Clips. We will have the Butler Carved in Ice. We will have the penguin there for us and giving away some lollipops.
And Scoop, the Butler Eagle mascot, will be there.
Yes, he will be there as well. So those will all be there. And then we have the dynamic flame, which is always great to see. Kids like that, although we keep them far enough away.
What is that anyway?
They're flame dancers.
Ah.
They have batons and other instruments that have flames on them, and they dance with those. it's really neat and interesting.
I've seen that on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nice to see it in person.
We're bringing it to Main Street for you in Butler.
Wonder how they do that. Must have kerosene or something, huh?
I have no idea. It's something I know that I couldn't do.
No, I don't think I'd want to, because they have the end of the batons are like wrapped in gauze or something and on fire.
Yes.
And they throw them up in the air and catch them and stuff.
They do.
Do you know where they're from?
They're local.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dynamic Flame. They'll be giving performances twice, I guess.
Huh? Yes, at noon and at 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's no charge for that?
No charge. That'll be live entertainment there on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
We will also have a DJ for the day who provide music for us. It's Jay Miranda, the former announcer for the Butler Blue Sox.
Yes.
Be there with us for the day.
No, Jay. By the way, the DiMartino Ice Company.
Correct.
They provide the blocks of ice and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they've been our sculptors for the past 4 years. They're great to work with.
I wonder where they get the ice.
They actually are an ice company.
Oh.
They provide ice all year round. In the winter, they carve it for people, and during the summer, they provide the bags of ice in the local Jeanette area where they're from.
Jeanette, outside of Greensburg.
Correct.
Did you know that the Heinz History Center down in Pittsburgh was originally an ice house?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Converted, it sat vacant for many years because we haven't had ice houses. Well, when did everybody start getting refrigerators? In the 30s and 40s.
That was before my time, thankfully.
Before mine as well. Well, you know, I had a great aunt who would still refer to the refrigerator once in a while as the ice box. And the reason was, before electricity was widespread, you had an ice box. And on one side,
you had
a big case of cake of ice, and on the other side, you put your milk and your butter and everything else that needed to be kept cool. And every so often, you had to replace the block of ice in the one side of the ice box. But anyway, Heinz History Center, that building, which is a huge building. I don't know if you've ever been there or not.
I've driven by.
It was it was an ice house.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice that they had in there all year round, even in the summer, came from Lake Chautauqua.
Okay. They brought it from Lake Chautauqua?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they would cut it in huge chunks and then bring it down to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, they packed it in sawdust or something. I've never quite understood how they could keep that, you know, all year round. But apparently that insulates it or something like that.
I know our guys use dry ice. The DiMartino Ice Company uses dry ice to keep
the ice cold.
We've had some warmer temperatures for our ice festival.
Yeah, there was one year that was pretty. It was like, I don't know, 65 or 70 degrees.
It was warm, and they pack the ice until it's carved in dry ice.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have special ice sculptures for kids this year. I know in years gone by, they've had like an ice throne and some other stuff that kids could kind of crawl up on.
We're going to have all of our favorites. The ice slide is one of the favorites.
Oh, yes, I forgot
for
about
children.
That.
And it partners with us doing a playground, so it was something that we like to have for kids. So we'll have
It's a sliding board made out of ice, folks, if you've not seen it before, if you've not been there.
Yeah, and be prepared. You know, bring extra pants for your kid if he's, you know, going to be sliding. We do provide rubber mats, but they're wet by the end of the day.
They usually want to do it 5 or 6 times.
At least, yes.
Before they're satisfied. Sometimes not even then.
Yeah, we'll also have an ice throne this year, and that's sponsored by Penn United, AGR, Butler Health System, and Ford Business Machines.
Great to get your picture taken when you're sitting on a big ice throne.
Mm-hmm. And the sculpture this year is going to be similar to a Russian castle. So similar to the things in St. Petersburg, I think.
Yeah,
like that structure
for formerly
the
Leningrad. Mm-hmm. Well, originally St. Petersburg changed to Leningrad during the Soviet Union and now changed back to St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
I guess think Dr. Zhivago, maybe give you a nice image, you know?
Could be, yeah.
Something like that.
So we'll have the throne. We have Next Year Bank and BC3 and BC3 Foundation partnered together, and we're going to have a tractor that is really, really a tractor, and it's the entire tractor is made out of ice, and you can sit on the seat of the tractor. We're really looking forward to that. So thank John Deere for that one.
I got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll have that this year. We also have a lot of other things. We have a unicorn, which is one of my favorites that I said, oh, we have to sell the unicorn this year. And actually, Butler AM Rotary sponsored that piece of ice. We'll have a mini dinosaur also with another ice sculpture from the Butler AM Rotary. So,
all of this, folks, taking place this Saturday at the Butler AM Rotary's annual Carved in Ice event. Saturday, this Saturday, 11 to 4, activities in Diamond Park. That's where the ice sculptures will be displayed all through the park and the live ice carvings. That's where the DJ will be. Will there be food trucks up there?
There will be. We have 10 confirmed food trucks for this weekend. Everyone will be happy to know that Grandma Sill's a favorite here in Butler, and at Foodie Fridays will be there with us. But we also brought in some other non-local food trucks. We'll have Harold's Kettle Corn. We have
Kettle Corn.
Kettle Corn's always
good. That's good for a nice winter day too. Yeah.
Pittsburgh
freshly made.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Halil will be there. That's our gyro truck. We will have Totally Nuts, which is covered nuts. They roast the nuts and cover them.
Haven't seen them before.
They'll be there.
And all the food trucks are parked right around Diamond Park on Diamond Street, right around the Diamond there.
Right. Yeah, one of the kids' favorite, Mac and Gold. It's an entire Mac food and truck Gold. That does different mac and cheese.
I've never seen that one before either.
Always a kid's favorite.
Yeah. What are we having for dinner? Mac and cheese. Oh, okay. I'm ready.
I'm going to go for the pierogies myself.
Activities on Main Street, right in front of Diamond Park, next to the courthouse there. That's where the Dynamic Flames will be performing. And that's where you'll be selling 50-50 tickets too, right?
Yeah, we will have the Rotary tent right there in the middle of Main Street between the courthouse and Diamond Park. And we'll sell 50-50s.
And with the chili cook-off, if you want some chili and you want to vote for that, it's in the Art Center. Where will the beer and spirits tasting be?
They'll be on the other side of Main Street. They'll be between the Diamond and Cunningham. So we have kids' activities on one side, and we have adult activities on the other side.
And you also have a basket auction.
We do, down at the Chili Cook-Off. I know that we have close to 20 baskets that'll be raffled off there.
Got some good ones?
We do. We have some good ones. We have one that's local restaurants. Anyone that participated donated a gift card, and all those will be raffled off as one basket.
Excellent. So, we're talking with Dina Martinez. She's with Butler AM Rotary. Are you one of the chairs of the festival? Or are you an officer?
I am the chair of the Carved in Ice Festival, and I am on the board of directors for the Butler AM Rotary.
I'm a past
president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. But the AM Rotary is a pretty active group, eh?
We try. We definitely try to help the community.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the projects that Butler AM Rotarians have accomplished already in the community and what they're still undertaking and what their plans for the future are. You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISI, the Wednesday edition, the snowy Wednesday edition. A quick break. We'll be back to talk more with the Dina right after these words. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time, time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Welcome back. It's the wintry Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. We're chatting with Dina Martinez. She is on the board of directors, in fact, past president of Butler AM Rotary, and she's also the chair of the Carved in Ice event that happens this Saturday in downtown Butler. Activities, Diamond Park, Main Street, and at the Arts Center. I mentioned before the break, Dina, I want to talk a little bit about some of the past projects to help the community that Butler AM Rotarians have undertaken. Can you highlight some of those over the past few years?
Sure. The one that we're most known for is the Purple Park at Alameda.
Mm-hmm. So this was the playground near the swimming pool.
Correct. Yeah, it's lovingly referred to in town as the Purple Park, but that was something that, that our group did close to its
inception.
That's
what I call it. Mm-hmm. all of the playground apparatus are purple.
Yes, it is. So and that was one of the first projects that we undertook with the Butler AM Rotary, and that's what most people
know. And that was one of the first that I know of anyway, playgrounds with playground apparatus that was suitable for kids of all abilities, even kids with disabilities can use that.
Yes,
those various apparatus pieces.
Definitely, and the playground that we're working on now with Butler Memorial Park, we also it will all be ADA compliant. Mm. So kids of all abilities will be able to.
Now that's already partially underway, isn't it?
We did the first section. Yes, we did. We did one section of it in October of 2018.
Where exactly Butler Memorial Park is long and skinny? Where exactly is it in the park?
It's right in the middle. If you know where the football building is.
Oh yeah, near the athletic field there.
Correct.
The football field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right in the middle there. So we're redoing the other sections. There's
you have some apparatus in already?
We do. We have one whole large piece that has several slides and different climbing apparatus on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be redoing adding two more pieces and redoing one portion. There's a large ramp up to a piece now. We're going to add in an easier transfer station, as well as some additional equipment.
Is it all one color?
No, it's not. It won't be. It won't have a color for this park.
It won't be the orange or the green playground.
No.
The rainbow playground.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. And all ADA compliant.
That is correct. Yeah.
Americans with Disabilities
mm-hmm.
Act.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great because, we didn't think about this. When I was a kid, probably when you were a kid, if you had a child who had a physical disability, they were just out of luck,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that everyone is included.
Absolutely.
And can enjoy the equipment.
Yeah. And there's a lot of safety factors that they do, too, today in the modern playgrounds for kids, including the surface itself of the playground. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure if a kid falls. You mean a kid would actually fall in a playground? No kidding?
Mm-hmm.
So
they call it a fall surface now. I'm learning a lot being on the playground mm-hmm. committee.
Well, no so. More like, mm-hmm. I don't know about you, I still have ashes in one knee. From where I fell one time in somebody's driveway
mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid. I haven't seemed to hurt anything, but
it'll be there with you forever.
I'll have them for the rest of my life, I'm sure. Not so in these wonderful playgrounds. Rotarians were involved in some other activities too, right?
Yeah, Rotarians are involved in the community all the time. We do some community beautification. It's one of the things that we do. We have the area coming into Main Street from the south side.
This would be, you mean right at the end of the General Richard Butler Bridge there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that area.
Oh, that's where there's a painting by Tom Panay.
That is.
A sign
Tom
there.
Is a former Butler AM Rotarian. Yes.
I was stopped there just this past Sunday mm-hmm. at that red light and was looking at the sign and thought to myself, well, I have to get the... I'll have to get the pruning shears out this year. Some of the shrubbery has grown up and needs to be pruned back a little bit. That's a very nice little, kind of like a mini park there.
It is. It is. It's very nice. It was something that was a nice entrance to our community.
Mm-hmm.
But we partnered with the Shade Tree Commission, and also we have a lot of community service volunteers there that help us maintain it throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we also work with the Western Conservancy to do the garden areas at Hanson and Newcastle Hill.
I know where that is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a couple of long flower beds in
there. Right, and we do those all every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those little things to me, I mean, I guess some folks might poo-poo them. I think it's fabulous. That's a first impression for a lot of people that are coming into Butler.
We get comments all the time about people, how people appreciate it, just that little bit of beautification to the community.
Absolutely. Flowers
make people take pride.
Amazing things. Mm-hmm. I can remember the first time I ever went to Niagara-on-the-Lake up in Ontario. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Beautiful little towns right on Lake Ontario. It's the home of the Shaw Theater Festival, which is why we go up all the time. But that town is just packed with flowers. And they got flowers everywhere, both sides of the street. Mm-hmm. They got planters in the middle of the street. It's overwhelming. And what an impression that leaves for you, you know?
Yeah, I just think it's amazing.
Still a lot of work, though. You got to go up and prepare the beds and then plant them and, I suppose, water them every once in a while, huh?
Yeah, we have some great members, including Tim McCune, who takes care of watering our gardens there for us.
Well, it's good stuff. Yeah, you're to be applauded. Thank you. And the funds to enable you to accomplish all of these community service projects. Some of them come from the proceeds of the Carved in Ice event.
Right. This is our main fundraiser for the year. We also, in 2018, for the first time, hosted the Ghost and Giggles event at the Vagabond Center.
Ghosts and Giggles?
Yeah. We brought comedians in to town and had dinner and a show with three comedians at the Vagabonds. So it was a great event, and all of the proceeds from that event went straight to the playground fund. So this Carved in Ice event allows us to do some other things in the community in addition to the playground.
I'm sure that there are many people who have seen ice sculptures on TV. It always makes a nice feature at the end of the evening news, or maybe these flaming baton throwers on TV. Get a chance to see them in person this Saturday.
Yeah, to bring them to our community of Butler. And one of our members, Peggy Weckerly, said it best. This is not just, you know, on the table, a swan on the table. This is, you know, they have chainsaws out there carving the ice, and they are very artistic.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. If you've never been to one of these, this is the fourth, so there have been three previous ones. Some of the sculptures are absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. You get down in there and look at them closely. You can't believe that they could create these out of ice.
It's amazing.
With a chainsaw. Now, sometimes when they get down to the fine points, they have very small chainsaws that they use.
They do, and they have small chiseling tools that they use as well.
Regular old Michelangelo's there with a chainsaw working in ice instead of marble.
Yes.
Remember, there's no admission charge if you just want to get down and mingle and watch the ice sculpting being done and walk among the sculptures and everything. Just to go over this as we wrap up here, if you want to participate in the chili cook-off, $5, that's at the Arts Center, indoors at the Arts Center, which is right across from the post office, just down the hill a little ways from Diamond Park. $5, and you get a sample of all the different restaurants, participating restaurants' chilies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's great.
You can vote on what one you like best.
That's it.
That's $5. And if you want to sample some of the brews and spirits, we have a lot of local breweries and craft breweries and distributors these days.
We do. We'll have a lot of them there at the event. We'll have Reclamation Brewery, Recon, Missing Links. We will also have Bonair Beer. They'll be pouring for Southern Tier Brewery. And we also have a distillery, Blackbird Distillery, that'll be there with us.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And that's $5 for a ticket, too, for samples of that.
Correct.
And, of course, there'll be food trucks and, you know.
And make sure you bring your ID if you want a sample.
That's true. Obviously, that's 21 and over.
That is correct.
Yeah, if you want to sample some the whiskey or the beer. But it's very much a family event. Every time I've been there, there's kids all over the place. Kids love this.
They do. Yeah. They do.
And lots of special activities for kids as well, all benefiting a wonderful cause. Well, Dina, nice to see you.
Thank you for having me,
Thanks
Dave.
To have you here today. And say hello to Peggy for us. I know she's a little bit under the weather today.
I told her to be better by Saturday.
I haven't seen her for a while, so tell her that Dave said hi. And
I will.
I hope that her laryngitis gets better very soon. Dina Martinez, who's chair of the Carved in Ice event and also a board member and a past president, in fact, of Butler AM Rotary. Good to see you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. More to come. We're going to be talking with folks from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul coming up here on the next segment of It's Your Turn on WISR, so please stick with us. We'll be back, and tomorrow we're scheduled to chat with the president of Butler County Community College. Dr. Nick Neupower will be here tomorrow. We'll be right back.
We have some breaking news for you right now. A double tractor trailer has reportedly jackknifed, blocking several lanes of Route 422 in Clearfield Township early Wednesday afternoon. The crash happened just before 1 on Route 422 at Clearfield Road. Initial reports indicate the tractor trailer and a passenger vehicle were involved. Firefighters, police, and medics are all on the scene. A medical helicopter was initially called to the scene, but couldn't respond due to weather concerns. Again, a double tractor trailer reportedly jackknifed, blocking several lanes of Route 422 in Clearfield Township early this afternoon.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pittsburgh commuters, are you tired of sitting in traffic while wasting all of your money on parking fees, wear and tear on your vehicle, and gas? Butler Transit is a commuter's choice from Butler County to Pittsburgh. BTA's chartered buses offer free park and ride locations, onboard Wi-Fi, and charging stations, and real-time bus location technology. Stop worrying about traffic, detours, and downtown parking. Catch a bus at a location near you. Visit butlertransit.com for daily schedules, mobile ticketing, and a stress-free commute.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program here today, a wintry Wednesday. We have guests with us from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. Let's say hello to everybody. We'll go around the table. Lou Sizowitz is here, who chairs the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. Lou, good to see you. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Dave.
Also with us is Mary Washko. I'm pronouncing the last name correctly?
That's correct.
Washko. Mm-hmm. With the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. In what capacity do you work with the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, Mary?
I'm the president of the Butler District Council.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Terrific. I have such admiration for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. You guys do fabulous things.
We try.
In many ways for the community. And we're also joined by Vicki Hinterberger from our Butler Radio Network, who's here because, well, there's a tie-in, Vicki, with an event this Saturday evening.
Yes. Just like you, I have a passion for St. Vincent de Paul, and we're doing something this Saturday for the food bank. We're hosting our third annual Men Who Cook Dinner Dance, and it's Saturday at the Vagabond Center at 6 p.m., and all the net proceeds go to the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, and we're thrilled to have this partnership. And we thank Armstrong, who actually is our partner in this endeavor too, because it's part of their Breaking Bread initiative. So we're very excited, and we have a lot of good things to talk about. But we need, I guess, the community to rally and join us. In addition to the opportunity to attend the dinner dance, we'd actually ask them to bring a non-perishable, and this time we're asking for pasta. Last year, I think, it was peanut butter, maybe. Yeah. This year, it's pasta. And who doesn't love pasta?
Oh, I'm into that, yeah. So take some pasta. with you when you come on Saturday night. This all takes place at the Vagabond Center.
Yes, at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. And the doors open at 6, and from 6 to 8, the listeners and attendees can attend to sample and vote for their favorite food. And we have an array of gentlemen cooking. Dave himself, the one and only Dave Malarkey, is going to be serving up some Irish soda bread.
How about that? Me serving up Irish food. Can you believe that? What else would I serve up?
Exactly. So we have a variety of entrees, appetizers, some desserts. The desserts category is packed full of goodies. But anyway, we have local celebrities, politicians, people from all walks of life. We actually have a little bit of a PennDOT thing going this year. We have three different PennDOT representatives kind of competing in a little sidebar to see who has the best item. So it's a lot of fun. If our listeners have not attended this, this is one of the events that is just, it's playful and it's for a very good cause.
And the way it, for folks who have never been to this event before, this is what, the fourth year?
Third
year?
Mm-hmm.
You get a ticket, and we'll tell you about that. They're available, a pre-sale right at the door. But with your admission ticket, you can go around to all of the different tables and sample the food.
Right. There's 27 tasting stations.
Yeah. So think about that. All for the price of admission. And then there's dancing after that.
It's a steal.
Yeah.
All brought to you by WISR.
Tickets are how much?
They're only $20 pre-sale. There'll be 25 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would want to stop in, or they're still available online right now, and you can purchase some for you and a friend. Get out. If this winter weather is driving you crazy, get out of the house. Come see us. It's going to be very nice on Saturday.
It is good fun. And it's good. A lot of socialization goes on, too, as people go around from tasting station to tasting station.
Bantering back and forth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of competition. Men like to win. They like to win.
Yes.
So we have a little bit of everything, something for everyone. We have different types of sides. We have Mexican lasagna. We have a breakfast food, Bloody Mary tomato bombs, chicken and waffles, chopped salad, beer brisket, beef brisket, not beer brisket. That's funny. And then we have all different types of desserts that are just out of this world. Italian love cake, banana cream cheesecake. We have some cupcakes. We have a pie that has a secret crust. The gentlemen are getting very creative. Peanut butter cups. I think if anybody goes away not full, it's their own fault.
Yeah. You have to kind of pace yourself.
You do.
There's
truly,
so much
you do.
To eat, really.
You do. But I want to thank all the participants, all the men who are generously giving of their time and talent to help us. But again, it's for a very good cause. We have other fun games around the room. We have a basket raffle with over 20 different items. Then we have two other games, plus we have a 50-50. And then I need to say this too, Dave. Do you remember this part of it? That there's the golden fork that goes to the winner of the selection.
That's right.
But then we have the Money Talks Award. Each of the gentlemen have a tip jar. So whoever gets the most tips gets to win the Money Talks fork too. So there's a lot of rivalry going on.
The golden fork.
Yes, the golden fork.
Seems to me that Jimmy Chiprian won that last year. Am I correct
on that? That is correct. And he's coming back to defend his title. And he's making Jimmy's Italian meatballs in Grandma's savory sauce. So he's doing it on behalf of Grandma.
My mouth is watering. I feel like one of Pavlov's dogs here, just talking about all of this great food. Hey, folks, it's this Saturday. Here we are Wednesday, so it's only 3 days down the road. Saturday night. You said doors open at 6?
Doors open at 6, and the tasting goes on between 6 and 8. At 8 o'clock, we tally the votes to see who wins the Golden Fork, the Money Talks Award. And then we have some dancing. And then we head into the drawings for the different prizes and things at 9:30 for the basket raffle and all the other games.
Are you allowed to bring a bottle of wine if you want
it
to?
It is a BYOB. Thank you for asking, Dave.
Okay.
Yes.
Not that I would
be concerned
about that.
No, not being Irish. No, not at all. But we will have mixers, so thank you for asking that, too. So we'll have complimentary mixers and ice as refreshments for the evening.
And please bring a box or a bag of pasta for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. Let me talk with Lou Sizwitz a little bit about the food bank. it has been most successful, Lou. In fact, so successful that a couple of years ago, you had to expand. You had to, put on a whole new addition to the food bank there on Monroe Street.
Yes, we added a warehouse to the building. The building originally, I believe, was Ferguson's grocery warehouse.
Did not know that.
Back whenever I was a child. Because
Lou, my engineer tells me I have to get you a little bit closer to that microphone. There we go. That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. It was Ferguson's warehouse, and they supplied grocery stores all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
And when St. Vincent de Paul bought it, it was all, I mean, we had three floors that we were running food up and down and trying to make places to keep produce and everything else. Now we have a nice warehouse that has a walk-in cooler in it. So, yeah, we've expanded quite a bit. And it was something that was needed.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the cooler makes it nice because by its very nature, most food banks specialize in non-perishable items because
yes. They
just don't have the refrigeration capability. Now you do to a certain extent at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank.
Yeah, we have quite a bit of refrigeration right now. We have two walk-in coolers in our basement. Now we have the big one that's in the warehouse itself that when we receive quite a bit now from farmers, sweet corn, beans, peppers. So we have a place that we can bring a truck right in and bring it right into the cooler and keep everything as fresh as possible.
When is the food bank open, Lou?
We're open Monday through Friday from 8:30 till 10, every day except the major holidays,
mm-hmm.
Christmas, Easter, well, Christmas, Good Friday, Labor Day, Memorial Day.
Can those who are needy visit once a week or when?
They, you're allowed to come into the food bank, and this is an ongoing thing. We keep records of everybody that comes in, and because of the amount of people, we only allow people to come in once a month.
Well, that's only fair, and that way you hopefully have enough to serve all the needy.
Yeah, when we get an extra product, we'll hold it until the first of the month so that when we give it out, we can give it out to everybody. You know, there are times, I mentioned sweet corn before, that if I think I have enough for a month, then I'll wait until the first of the month, and then we'll start distributing it so that everybody that comes in gets a fair share of what's given to us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do you distribute all this? You have volunteers who work at the food bank?
Everybody that works at the food bank is a volunteer. There's no paid employees at the food bank. Everybody that manages it, like Mary and myself, all the people that come in and distribute food, pack the boxes, clean up, pack bread, you name it. Right now we're in the process of bagging potatoes. We got in boxes, so we put them in nice 5 to 8 pound bags of potatoes for people. Carrots, we bag them. This is all done by volunteers.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mary, how long have you been president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society of St. Vincent de Paul district here locally?
It'll be a year now in March. Coming mm-hmm. up in March.
Yep. How did you get involved?
After I retired 3 years ago, I went down to the food bank to volunteer. I figured if I went down early, I would get off my butt and get something done.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been there at the food bank ever since, and then volunteered to be president a year ago.
Some people have asked about the name Society of St. Vincent de Paul. There really was a St. Vincent de Paul, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's our founding father, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, France. He's from
he's from France.
I knew that it was from somewhere in Europe where he recognized the need of the really, really destitute, the really poor, and then wanted to help them out, and it's now spread all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. How do you fund the food bank, Mary?
The food bank, we get a lot of donations in from both local organizations, corporate sponsors, and then we also have the store at the Greater Butler Mart. The proceeds from the store help to fund the food bank, as well as our warehouse. At the warehouse, we bag items that aren't sold. We bundle them that aren't sold and then ship them off. And we get paid for that money, or we get paid for that those mm-hmm. loads. Mm-hmm. So the proceeds from those two operations help to fund the food bank. And again, a lot of corporate and local sponsors, we can't thank them enough for what they give to us.
So the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, which is located in the Greater Butler Mart, just south of the city, people who donate unwanted items to the thrift store are, in fact, helping to fund the food bank because the proceeds from when those items are sold go to the food bank, right?
All of the monies that we raise in Butler are used in Butler County, so they don't go anywhere but to help the needy in Butler County.
The Society of St. Vincent de Paul also has something called a client aid program. Mary Washko, what's that all about?
The client aid program is, we do it in concert with the CCR, Center for Community Resources. So our client aid offers assistance to people with things like, for example, rent, fuel, oil, whatever they may need to get them through.
Come the end of the month, there might be a medical bill that needs paid or a oil bill for heat or whatever.
Right now we're seeing a lot of the oil, oil coming in, requests for oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So that's really a three-pronged aid, then, for the needy. You've got the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the client aid program, and you've got the food bank.
Yes. Yes, it's a wonderful organization. Really is. I was very happy that I got involved with it when I did.
Well, tip of the cap to all the volunteers. You must have a lot.
We do. Anywhere between 8 and 10 a day at the food bank.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
There's quite a few,
Just in the times that we give out from 8:30 till 10, we have anywhere from 10, a lot of times 12, 15 volunteers, people cleaning sidewalks and running carts back and forth from cars. Whenever we give the food out, we always put it in a shopping cart, and they take it out to their cars or whatever, we have people that run that in, people that clean, people that pack boxes, trying to keep everything ready to go as people come in.
St. Vincent de Paul never asked anybody about their religion, what denomination they were. You don't ask that today either, do you?
No, we're open to any resident of Butler County who needs assistance.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. And by the way, the food bank, I don't know whether I said this or not before, it's on, that would be North Monroe Street, right?
No, it's on Elm Street.
Wait a minute.
The food cupboard is on Elm Street. North Monroe Street is client aid.
Ah.
The back of the food bank now, with the new warehouse being put up, we have a parking lot back there now that you can come in from Monroe Street. Like if you're delivering something, you would bring it into our garage door in the back.
Well, you can understand my confusion then. Like a down Monroe Street, I see the sign, I see the building, I see the parking lot.
Yeah.
But for the food bank, the entrance is on the other side of the building.
Yes.
By the way, Monroe Street and Elm Street are like really, really close together. That's not even half a block. So all that, one side of the building is Monroe Street, one side is Elm Street.
Yes.
Thank you, Lou, for being so gentle with me and correcting me on that. Hey, we need to take a break, right? We'll do that, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more with our guests. We're talking about the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, specifically the food bank, and, of course, the Men Who Cook event coming up this Saturday, the big dinner dance, which will help to fund the food bank. So a quick break, and then back with more here on the wintry Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll be right back.
Did you buy a car, truck, or SUV last year thinking you were going to get 0% or some other low-rate finance offer and then drove off the lot with a much higher rate? Don't worry. Armco Credit Union has the solution. Refinance with us and get a 60-month loan on a 2016 or newer vehicle for just 2.24% APR. We've got low rates on older models, too. It's never been easier to join, so call any of our four branch locations today or visit us at armcocu.com for membership and rate information. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
The high school basketball playoffs begin here on WISR this Wednesday night as the Knock Knights travel to Fox Chapel to take on South Park. Hi everyone, this is Scott Briggs inviting you to join me as the Knights begin their run towards the WPIAL championship. We'll have all the action from Fox Chapel beginning at about 7:45 with an 8 o'clock tip-off. It's all presented here on WISR in part by the John W. Thrower Cement Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, the law firm of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, Heffron Tillotson's Mike McKee, and Budget Blinds. Join us this Wednesday night as the Knock Knights face South Park, Round 1, WPIAL Playoffs, right here on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Welcome back. It's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. By the way, program note, Dr. Nick Newpower, the president of Butler County Community College, is scheduled to be with us tomorrow. And on Monday, it's another Book Talk Day. And the folks at the Zelianople Public Library have selected a classic. It is a really, really old book, but it's a good one. The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. I read that, I think, when I was in high school, or maybe junior high school. I'm not sure. So I've got a copy of it. I just started reviewing it. Takes me way back to read. And there's been, like, I don't know, 15 movies made about that. We'll talk about it on Monday. Amy Kellner from Zelianople Public Library will be with us. We're talking with Mary Washko, who's the president of the local district of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Lou Sizowitz is here, chairs the food bank of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Vicki Hinderberger is here from Butler Radio Network with the details on the Men Who Cook Dinner Dance coming up this Saturday at the General Butler Vagabond Center. And we're asking everybody who comes to bring a non-perishable item, hopefully pasta. That's what we're pushing, right, Vicki?
That is correct, Dave. Thank you.
The Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank. By the way, is there a ballpark figure, Mary Washko, on how many families that the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank helps every month?
Generally, on average, we go between 550 and 600 families per month. Wow. Is what we provide food to.
So the need is still there, Lou, even though maybe not quite as bad as it was a decade ago.
The need is still there. There's always different people coming, moving to this area for work. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, we opened up when the government was down. We opened up on Saturday to try and help those people out.
Oh, that was what they mean, the temporary shutdown a few weeks back?
Yes. Okay. We opened up on Saturday feeling that if people were working, even though they weren't getting a paycheck, maybe they could come in on Saturday and we could help them out that way.
Mm-hmm. Any pressing needs for the future for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank?
Well, right now we're trying to raise funds to purchase a new truck for our warehouse and store operations. There's one truck that's currently sitting in the back of the store that's not running. So we use the truck to pick up goods from all of the donation boxes that are scattered around Butler County, mm-hmm. and then to transfer merchandise between the store and the warehouse. So by us being down one truck, it really puts a burden on the truck that we do have left and the men who are working that.
So any benefactors who would like to help out?
Yes.
You would be most pleased to hear from them.
We certainly would, yes.
How do they get in touch with you?
They can contact Lisa at our client aid office.
Which, as we now know, is on the Monroe Street side.
Is on the Monroe Street, yes. Yes. I don't have the... Oh, the number is 724-287-3994.
Yeah, call if you'd like to.
We'll be happy to accept any donations, yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you can help in your own small way by bringing some pasta with you when you come to the Men Who Cook Dinner Dance. Vicki, for folks who weren't with us at the beginning of our conversation, let's go over the details of that event again. First of all, it's this Saturday evening.
Yes, it's this Saturday, the 23rd at 6 p.m. Doors open at 6 at General Butler Vagabond Center. If you've not been there, it's just off Whitestown Road in Lindora, and it's a BYOB event. We will have the complimentary mixers and ice for your beverages or libations, whichever way you want to think about that. And what you're going to be treated to is 27 different booths of food prepared by men. Men Who Cook is the theme. Everything from meatloaf and mashed potatoes to meatballs. We have a diverse selection for you to pick from, and you get to sample. And so what you do is you go to each of the different tasting stations and get a small sample of each of those different types of food, and then you get to vote for your favorite dish with your golden ticket. Your golden ticket will then be used to pick the one thing that you like the very best, and then the chef who made that item will get the golden fork. Now, if you want to tip any of the booths when that money goes to St. Vincent, the person who gets the most tickets, or excuse me, the most cash, then gets the Money Talks fork. So, in addition, we will have the other fundraising, which is the baskets, a 50-50. We have another little fundraising game that we're going to be giving away, a wine refrigerator stocked with wine, a beer cake, which is just a tier of beer, different beers, some craft beers. So we have a lot of different things going on that appeal to both men and women.
$20 gets you in. That's pre-sale.
Right.
And you can get those online or here at the radio station.
Right. And 25 at the door if there are some left, which we'll see. It's getting, you know, people need to get their tickets. So
this Saturday night, 6 o'clock, be there or be square. We really do have a lot of fun at this event.
It is one of the most fun events of our year. Mm-hmm. And then after we do that, then there's dancing, 6 to 8 with DJ Pat Gallagher, playing all kinds of popular tunes, and a lot of people get out there on that dance floor, too.
Well, after eating all that food.
Got to move.
Move around a little bit, or you can just watch.
And it's going to be great weather, Dave. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, so. It's supposed to be milder.
Right.
Like near 50 degrees or something like that.
Really.
And you could enjoy Irish soda bread.
Yes, with orange marmalade.
With orange marmalade. We're going to get some Irish butter, too.
Yes, the Kerrygold.
Kerrygold?
Yep.
Yeah.
Orange.
That's what they serve on Aer Lingus, you know.
No problem.
You get Kerrygold butter. Have you guys ever had Irish soda bread, Lou? Have you?
No, Mary? Not Irish soda bread.
It's just, it'll make you confess to sins you didn't commit. It's that good. It's that good. Yeah.
I'll be there.
It's delicious.
Yes, sir.
And you slather some of that Irish butter on it. Oh, my. Oh, my. You won't eat anything else. Good time. Thank you, folks, for being here today.
Thank you.
Not the
Thank
easiest day to us. Come out. Mary Washko said when she retired, she got involved in the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. You retired from an interesting career, by the way.
Yes, I was a geologist.
I don't know whether I've talked to too many geologists in my day.
There's
my
not too
day.
Many of us, but we're around.
Yeah.
She's just a stone's throw.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Lou. That's good. Yeah. I took a survey course in geological science when I was in undergraduate school.
It was a long time ago.
Just for the heck of it. Well, it wasn't that long ago. A couple of years. Yeah, we did. We went out and we drove along Interstate 80 hunting for... road cuts so you can see the various shale formations and so on.
Yeah, my husband
so
won't let me drive anymore because I
that's
I
what
drive.
Always pointing them out, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you work around here?
I did. I worked for a company in Cranberry. So we did a lot of underground soil and groundwater investigations and developed remedial systems to treat it then.
Well, a fascinating career.
It was good.
That's
yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mary Washko is the president of the local district of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Lou Sizowitz chairs the food bank. Vicki Interberger with us from Butler Radio Network. Nice to talk to you all. Now I send you back out into the snow. And I think probably Pat Parker, are you going to update folks on that tractor-trailer rig crash as soon as we wrap up here? Okay. And we will do that straight away. Just a quick reminder, Dr. Nick Neupower, president of Butler County Community College, scheduled to be with us tomorrow. Be safe on the roads today. Program note, Nauk High School playoff basketball tonight as Nauk makes its first appearance in the postseason. Scott Briggs will call the live play-by-play right here on WISR. Headlines coming up next.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Again, an update on the story Dave was just mentioning. A double tractor trailer reportedly jackknifed, blocking several lanes of Route 422 in Clearfield Township. This happened just before 1 o'clock on Route 422 at Clearfield Road. Initial reports indicate the tractor trailer and a passenger vehicle were involved. Firefighters, police, and medics are on the scene. A medical helicopter was initially called to the scene, but couldn't respond due to weather concerns. So again, that's a double tractor trailer reportedly jackknifing, blocking several lanes of Route 422 in Clearfield Township. This happened just before 1 on Route 422 at Clearfield Road this afternoon. We'll have more news for you coming up for noon hour, or at 2 o'clock, I should say. And don't forget the list of cancellations continues to grow a little bit. You can check that out at butlerradio.com. Right now, we can tell you Butler Meals on Wheels, Conconessing Meals on Wheels, South Butler Community Meals on Wheels, all not delivering today. All Butler County Senior Centers closed. VNA Blood Pressure Clinic at Clearview Mall canceled today. The Vita Tax and Resource Fair at the Butler VA canceled today. They will reschedule that. Oak Hills Garden Club meeting today canceled. Lisa's Natural Path Herb Shop and Wellness Center closed today. South Butler Community Library closed. Community Alliance Church closed. BRX Mixer at the 11th Frame is canceled. Butler Shrine Luncheon Club, they canceled today. And the Trinity Lutheran Church, all evening activities also canceled. Check our website, butlerradio.com. We'll keep updating you throughout the day.